Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
The race for rental accommodation in South Africa has never been tighter, with vacancy rates dropping and average rent soaring past 9,000 rand a month. But this intense demand is also creating fertile ground for fraud, and rental scams are on the rise, catching out students, families and professionals alike. So let's delve a little deeper into this troubling issue. Joining us with some practical advice on how to stay safe is Ramokebe Tamage from justmoney.co.za. It's a personal finance platform, by the way, helps South Africans make smarter money choices. So a very warm welcome to you, Ramokebe. Let's start first of all, can you give me a sense of how bad this rental scam problem is that I've outlined? What are you seeing on the ground?
Okay, so as you've mentioned, there's a rise in demand for rental accommodation. I mean, for example, in Limpopo and Western Cape, it's risen by 11.1% and 10% for Western Cape in the fourth quarter of 2024. So with that rise of dependency or the requirement to get rental agreements, obviously there's a rise in scammers, and this has been on an uplift on quarter to quarter. We're noticing there's a huge increase in scammers, especially targeting a lot of the students. Students are getting quite targeted in these forums, and a lot of people are finding listings on random sites like things like Gumtree, and they're not looking through the accredited sites. So it is on a huge rise as compared to the previous years, as we're seeing with the growth in our rental agreement.
If I'm not mistaken, one of the case studies that you've got involves a student losing 8,000 rand, which at that age is a king's ransom. Do you think that students and young adults are more vulnerable? I guess the answer would be yes. And if so, why?
So students and young adults are quite more vulnerable, and it's various reasons. Number one, a lot of students are relocating from whatever province they were to study. I mean, a lot of us know a large majority of universities are in the Western Cape. So a lot of people are coming from the various provinces and relocating into areas like the Western Cape to study. And a lot of them find themselves very desperate because they don't get accommodation with the universities that they're at. So that's a prime target for a lot of the scammers. And a lot of consumers, based on the credibility and the credit profile, they tend to not afford some of the rental properties that are marketed on accredited websites. So they find things like WhatsApp groups or Gumtree, where they offer deals that, you know, they way too good to be true. And of course, you want to be able to afford and find a place to live, which is why a lot of the younger group and people that don't necessarily qualify for normal rental agreements are getting quite a bit scammed by a lot of these scams.
So let's talk a little bit then about how a typical rental scam would work. Is there a pattern or a playbook that these fraudsters use?
Sure. So scammers will typically post a fake rental listing on popular platforms like Facebook groups or Facebook Marketplace or even WhatsApp groups, often using photos taken from legitimate property ads. By doing this, they can lure people with their attractive rental amounts and claim that the property is in high demand. So a lot of the victims are under pressure to get a property and something within their price range. So they get pressured to pay up upfront deposits when these scammers ask for upfront deposits or viewing fees. So a lot of the victims feel pressured or are pressured by the scammers to pay up these fees before even viewing the property or even seeing what the property looks like. So this is what a lot of the scammers do. They post it on these social media websites or listing websites, and a lot of victims who are desperate to find property find themselves victims of these scams.
I suppose we've got to ask why people still fall for this, even when the red flags surely are very obvious to see.
So I think one of the biggest factors is desperation, why a lot of people fall for these scams. I mean, if I'm seeing a property in Observatory, Western Cape, which is the high demand area to live in, and someone's posting that property for about 5,000 Rand, which is near where I'm going to study or near where I'm going to work, it will entice me to try and get that property, especially if the scammer is saying this place is in high demand, pay up the deposit now so that you can, you know, secure the property before other people. You don't have time to process what you're going to, especially when you are desperate. And as you say, there's a limited availability of vacancies, and that is getting worse quarter by quarter, year by year. So a lot of people are falling in a lot of these WhatsApp groups or listings to find places to live.
Is there then a reliable way to use platforms like WhatsApp or Facebook, which are very useful for rentals, or should people steer clear of those platforms completely?
So there's nothing wrong with using a lot of these platforms, because a lot of rental agencies, property management groups, they are starting to use social media to advertise or market their listing. So using the platforms in themselves are not the problem. But what I want to recommend to a lot of your listeners is to verify beforehand. So try view the property before you make any type of payment. If you don't trust the agent, try ask for details like their credentials, their ID, or even a copy of the title deed or municipal account attached to the property, so that you can verify that the property is actually legit or it is owned by the person that is advertising the property. And I know that a lot of consumers are desperate to find property, so they should try not to rush into anything. Take your time, validate all the details, and validate that the property is actually real before making any payments, but also avoid any upfront payments. No property agent will ask for any upfront payment after, until you've viewed the property and you've signed the lease agreement. So I want to advise that do not make any upfront payment, and try to, even if you don't trust the property or the landlord, even consider speaking to previous tenants or even the neighbors around the property, and try to get also everything in writing. So a lot of these scammers tend to make verbal agreements. So if it's not in writing and a legitimate lease agreement that outlines the terms, the responsibility, and even the contact details, you need to make sure that you verify all that information.
All about amplifying the due diligence. Just very quickly, I'll need a quick answer to this. Let's assume that you suspect that you've been scammed, or you've got that sinking feeling in your stomach. Is there a step that one can take immediately if that happens?
Sure. So if you've been scammed, I would recommend that your listeners report it and open and file a case with SAPS. If you're suspecting that it is a scam, or you might be in the scam in itself, you can report the fraudulent listing with, for example, on WhatsApp, you can report the group, or if it's on Gumtree, you can report it directly to Gumtree, and then they'll make sure that they can investigate and move any of those ads. Mm. Yeah, so these are some of the things that you can do very quickly to ensure that the scam is reported.
Yeah, if it sounds like it's too good to be true, chances are it's too good to be true. That's Ramogepe Tamage from justmoney.co.za. We have been warned. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.